Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just had a chance to see this video. In fact, my wife brought it to my attention. Steve David's Tent, an adventure in worship. I mean, who knew? You know, we've experienced some tent ministry before in the Next Step Out back in the Father's and Camping Trip for many, many years. And this was exciting when I saw this because it actually reminded me of what it was like for 10 years in this community. Greg spearheaded, the founder of this awesome, movement, you know, in our community, because for 10 years we took fatherless sons and with their fathers out into the wilderness. It was a Malachi, you know, turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the children. And it was a prophecy in the midst. And so many relationships were restored, families were touched, and it was all about going in the wilderness and encountering God in the wilderness, away from the phones, away from the tablets and the iPads and all these electronical things that really cloud all of our noise and get us busy. And it was wonderful to see people over a weekend, you know, three-day period of time, encounter God in such powerful ways. And so when I saw this, I said, wow, that just reminds me. But I want you to see what is happening in England when worshipers from all over the world converged for 3 days for 24 hours, Steve.
Amen.
24 hours of nonstop worship. Watch this.
David's tent was this wild dream in the heart of a lover and worshiper of God.
They've set their tent up. They're here for 72 hours. They're here because they want to experience and encounter Jesus.
It is okay to come away for 3 days and just love on the one who saved us, who's set us free.
We want to create a sacred assembly. We don't just want to create hype. We want our worship to be authentic.
Staring at the beauty of the King.
When we worship, just something changes in us. And we sometimes don't even know what it is, but always something happens.
Yeah, my dream for the UK is just that everyone, the whole nation, gets that revelation of the freedom that they are entitled to.
It's incredible to come and be a part of a family, to come feast on the abundance of his house. And when we create that space for him to come and dwell, he releases healing and freedom and life and hope. So just to listen for the invitation of the Father and just come and get a taste for what abiding in his presence is all about.
I think at a festival, you come knowing, like, you know the schedule, you know the lineup, you know what's going to happen. And when you come to David's tent, there's like, what might just happen?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready. Sign me up. 2016 David's Tent. They just had it for this year. But this is remarkable. This is awesome. Imagine if we would begin to rethink the word vacation. Imagine, Steve, if we would get out of a mindset that says, I need to go and take time to be entertained and do all these other things that we've been so accustomed to doing and visiting these places. And what would, imagine what would happen if we'd say, why don't we, instead of going and do these other stuff,
right,
why don't we take the family for 3, 4, 5 days and go in the wilderness, seek the heart of God. May we never lose his wonder. May we enjoy his presence and encounter God in a fresh way. I love what one of the founders there said. He said, this is not about hype. We're not, this is not a concert. Mm-hmm. I am so through with concerts. You know what I mean? I'm like, do we need another concert? We need a sacred assembly. Mm-hmm. And so much so, I think, in the busy lives that we live, we need time to pull ourselves out and just to be with God.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you got to disconnect from everything, all the entertainment, like you're saying. If you want to connect with the heart of God, if you want to just seek after his face, it's like you got to untangle or anything that tries to come in or just cloud you. And it's just like that's beautiful to see that, just people just sitting in his presence and going after him. And it's like, and I love what she said. It's like there's something about that, that encounter of worship, that it changes you.
Absolutely. It's something about worship because mm-hmm. think about it. You are expressing, when you're entering into a place of worship, and I'm talking about the expression, the song of worship, you're communicating oftentimes some of the most intimate words you've ever spoken to anybody. You're talking them to God. You're telling them that you love him, that you honor him, that he's majestic, he's holy. And you're telling, you're expressing your heart. And it begins just to open your spirit up, and you begin to encounter and feel his presence. There is nothing like the presence of God. And once you felt his presence, you're always longing for more.
Mm-hmm.
You're always wanting to be in his presence, to feel his joy. And I'll tell you that in his presence, the Bible says there's fullness of joy, that God wants to take us from glory to glory to glory. And I think the biggest trap that we've fallen into, in particular here in the United States, but I'm sure all across the world, because the world is really small,
mm-hmm.
that we've settled to be entertained. Entertain the man. You know, mm-hmm. we've been tamed by entertainment. Just one more TV program, just one more fun activity, just one more place to eat. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like another restaurant, you know, another, you know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, these things are good, but too much of a good thing is not good.
Yeah.
What about those quiet times?
Yeah, when you say the word entertainment, it reminds me that Leonard Ravenhill had said that entertainment is the devil's substitute for joy.
Mm.
And when you think about the joy of his presence, getting into the word of God and that dialogue with God. And one of the additional things that she said in that was just like, when you get into his body in regards to, you know, the fellowship of the family of believers, and you're conversing back and forth, what's God saying to you? And you're talking about the word. And it's like, that's that meat that Jesus said that you know not of. That's mm-hmm. that's that time of coming together. And it's just like, wow, why would I want to be anywhere else? I just
exactly.
want to, exactly. And it's just like, God, help me to just be so addicted to your presence, your voice, your word. And it's just like having that longing for the things of wanting. And I love what you're saying, like that glory to glory to glory. Because it's like once you encounter his presence, it's just, it changes you. And it's just like, what was I thinking? Why would yeah. I ever pursue or long for anything but him?
Exactly. We got to begin to start asking ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is it that is driving us to say, you know, I would rather watch 2 hours of programming that does nothing to glorify God
mm-hmm.
when I can spend time with God himself.
Mm-hmm.
I can have that moment. And I love what Proverbs says. I believe it's Proverbs 27, but it says, I think, verse 10, he who is full loathes honey,
mm-hmm.
but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. And I believe what that scripture is saying there is that, you know, he who is full, so many times we can have a full plate in our life. There's so many things, you know, when you're stuffed, you don't want to eat just one. It doesn't matter how delicious it mm-hmm. is. When you're full, you're full. That's it. Can't have anything more. And just the thought of one more thing going down your mouth, I'm going to throw up. It's like, yeah. Ugh, it's disgusting. That's what loathe means. It's disgusting. He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. And our plates have been so loaded with so many things that there's no room for God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room to taste and see that he's good because we've stuffed it and piled so many other things. And it's like, man, we got to get back to the place
Amen.
Of just being with him. And that's why we want to encourage everyone to abide. It's something that we share repeatedly and often on this program. In John 15, he who abides in the vine. And we have a simple plan. It's free. You can get it at iabide.org. And it basically lays out how you can begin to have an abiding relationship, a relationship with God where you can begin to meet with him on a consistent daily basis, reading his word, prayer that involves, Steve, not just one-way communication. I think oftentimes we encourage and teach new believers to pray, but oftentimes they leave with the idea that prayer is just me giving God a laundry list, never stopping to actually listen for a response.
Right, right. And yeah, that's when you think about the simplicity of that, just a conversation, it's like anybody can, you know, if you want to call a loved one, if you just call all day long and just talk on the phone, but you never hear someone hearing back, it's just like, was there a conversation?
Yeah.
And it's just like, God wants to have a conversation with you. Jesus says that those who follow me know my voice and they follow none other. And it's like, he wants you to not only discern his voice, to know his voice, but then also to be like, he is talking. And this, I mean, you think about that, the creator of the universe. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was having a dialogue of that, pretty much the first time in my life, is that somebody expressed this to me. It's just like, God, you know, the Bible says that creation can be held in the expanse of God's hand.
Mm.
Just thinking about that just blows your mind. And it's like that God, through his son Jesus Christ, he's holding all of this. And then when you talk to him through his son Jesus Christ, he's like, wait, hold on a second.
Shh.
He actually takes the time to listen
to
you.
My son, my daughter's talking.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's like, it really just changes your paradigm that God is never going to tell you, you know, hold on a second, I'm in a meeting, leave me a voicemail. He's always available for you. That's why he sent his son Jesus, is because he desires to have that conversation with you.
Absolutely. And I think that unless we repent, we're going to have a lot of time to seek him. We're going to have a lot of time to be able to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, why wait for calamity? If we can only find God when we're facing tragedy, if we can only find God and call out to him when things shut down in our lives, in our economy, in our health, in our body, you know, in our community, if that's when we cry out to God, that's, you know, we're living from calamity to calamity.
What happens
instead
when the
of to glory
goes
to glory?
Away.
Yeah. Then I no longer talk to God. Listen, there is a place where you can have communion and fellowship with God. That's his heart. It's his desire. And it's time that we just get away from all the entertainment, all the things that trap us and that are fruitless, and get away to the secret place. Maybe you can't go all the way across the world and go to the UK for David's tent. But maybe you can quiet yourself in your own house, maybe in a closed room, and you can begin to dialogue with God through his word and prayer and watch God revolutionize your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.